the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came, and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and help us in prayer. Most holy and eternal and infinite, eternal almighty God, thou hast favored us in the evening hour of another day here upon earth to be gathered now in the sanctuary. And Lord, we do bless thee for the opportunity and pray, dear Lord, that thou thyself wilt come and make the place of thy feet glorious, and grant unto us that of thy Spirit that sweet liberty and access unto thy throne of grace, that we may come boldly to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead, Lord, that we might have that heavenly dew and unction descend upon us, that we may be freed now for a little season from all things here below, that we may commune with thee and thou with us. For, Lord, it is in thee and thee alone we have happiness. And thou, Lord, we love to meet amongst them now, before thy gracious feet to bow, thou vilest of them all. For, Lord, we do come as poor and needy sinners, and that we may receive from that fullness, all that there may be, dear Lord, in our souls now, that gracious exercise of faith, as thy dear handmaid, who said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So, dear Lord, may we know that saving virtue, that healing virtue, that flows from the wounds of a crucified Saviour. Lord, that we may have the witness in our souls that we are born of God, and that we have a treasure in heaven where the rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through and steal. For thou hast said, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh, to have a heart, Lord, and a mind centered upon a precious Redeemer, Lord, that we may flee to thee, our only Saviour, in thy mighty name confide. Oh, that thou wilt reveal thyself to us and in us, Lord, that our hard hearts may be softened, that we may be brought into that union and sweet fellowship with thee, and that, Lord, we might have that blessing that was the desire of those that came unto thy disciples, saying, Sirs, we would see Jesus. Lord, we have openly professed to the world that we love thee and desire to serve thee, all that our lights might shine in this dark world, that those that are about us may take knowledge of us, that we have been with Jesus. Lord, that we may have that grace of humility to be truly humbled under thy mighty hand, that thou wilt exhort us in due season, that we may cast our all upon thee, believing thou dost care for us. Our Lord, we have no other refuge, no other hiding place. And Lord, as we have read that solemn portion of thy word, and we do bless thee, Lord, that we have thy word to read, and that for those solemn warnings and exhortations that are therein, all that, Lord, we may not be among those that reject the portions and cleave to others, or resist it as they do the other scriptures. For, Lord, thy word is good from Genesis to Revelation, the word has gone out of thy mouth, it shall not return unto thee void. And so, dear Lord, bless us with wisdom and understanding, that wise and understanding heart. O Lord, thou knowest our ignorance and our insufficiency and our helplessness, that without thee we can do nothing. But now, dear Lord, do come, illuminate our minds, our spirits, and grant us that zeal and godly sincerity in our worship, Lord, that we might be favored to by faith to lay hold upon thee and not let thee go till a blessing thou bestow. O may that holy oil flow into our souls, Lord, to anoint every faculty of our soul and to bring us into that holy worship. For, Lord, thou knowest what sinners we are and how guilty and short we come from what we would be. Oh, that we could serve thee better, love thee more, Lord, that we might cleave to thee, and that we may hide in thy pavilion until these calamities be overpast. O Lord, we are in a waste howling wilderness. Our lot is cast in solemn times. And Lord, are they not those last days which thou hast declared shall come? And so, Lord, may thy word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and lead us into all truth, that we may know the truth as it is in Jesus. And Lord, do bless each one before thee now. O thou knowest, Lord, the path that each one is walking. Thou knowest the gracious exercises of each soul. Those that have a real hunger and a thirst after thee, and who pant for thee, as thy dear servant David, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. When shall I appear before God? O Lord, do in mercy then look down upon every longing soul, and do favour them with the tokens of thy love, O that they might feel their hearts to be all on fire, and Lord, that thou wilt draw near and speak peace to the troubled breast. And Lord, may we feel that thy left hand is under our head, and thy right hand doth embrace us. And so, dear Lord, we pray thy blessing upon this corner of thy vineyard. And they are diminished and brought low, Lord. And so we do pray that it may be thy holy sovereign will to grant an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit in this place, Lord, that there may be those signs following the preaching of the gospel, that there may yet be that good seed sown in good ground, which shall bring forth fruit to the honour and glory of thy holy name. And thus, dear Lord, bless each member of the church and congregation, and we would not forget, Lord, thy dear aged servant, who disappointed that he is not able to gather with us now, but, Lord, he's only absent in the body, present in the spirit. Hear his prayers for us and for each one, Lord, as it is his occupation in his latter days, Lord, to pray for thy church and people here. Lord, oh, bless him. And Lord, we would pray that it might be thy holy sovereign will to spare him yet for a season. Thou hast spared him for many, many years. But Lord, thou knowest the anxiety and the troubles, and how he feels the troubles of his heart are enlarged, and Lord, how he proves constantly that every day brings something new, Zion's troubles to renew. O Lord, there are those afflictions that abound to those near and dear, unto him and to his dear ones. And we do pray, dear Lord, that it may be sanctified. For, Lord, we know not what thy will is in it, or what the end thereof shall be. But, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt give sustaining grace, and, Lord, that all thy will be done, and thy kingdom come. Mercifully, Lord, may it be a speaking voice unto us each, prepare to meet thy God. Lord, that we have an appointed time here upon earth. We know not, Lord, how long we have to sojourn here. And so we do pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt look down in mercy upon those that are in trouble and distress, in affliction, in bereavement, in old age and infirmities. And, Lord, we pray that thou wilt be with them and sanctify it. O Lord, some of thy dear saints carry about a poor and an afflicted body. And doubtless, Lord, there are others that would be with us now, unable through infirmities and weakness, through afflictions. Oh, remember them with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit them with thy salvation. Oh, Lord, that they may feel that softening warmth of grace, the Lord's presence, go be with them, and, Lord, that their light afflictions, which are but for a moment, may work for them a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while they look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so, dear Lord, in all their petition is that we might have thy gracious presence. O Lord, without it we have nothing, and with it we have everything. So withhold not now thy tender mercies, and, Lord, do come according to thy gracious promise. For, Lord, we are within it, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst, and that to bless. And so, Lord, do bless thy word, apply it by thy Holy Spirit, and grant us that faith to receive it, and, Lord, that may yield that fruit for our souls. O Lord, that it might be unto us as one of the days of the Son of Man, we may be divinely anointed in the proclamation of thy glorious truth, that Christ may be exalted and lifted up high on the gospel pole, and, Lord, that poor, needy, helpless, hell-deserving sinners may look and live. For thou hast said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and when he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So, dear Lord, may we prove now this unspeakable blessing in our souls, and that we may have a glimpse within the veil, whither the forerunner has for us entered into heaven. For, Lord, we would be found looking unto Jesus. Oh, Lord, where else can poor sinners look but to Thee, who art the friend of sinners? And we do bless Thee for the sweetness of Thy endearing name. O Lord, how sweet it is, the name of Jesus in a believer's ears. For, Lord, it is as ointment poured forth. We shall never forget, Lord, the first time when Thy precious name yielded that joy to our souls, and holy oil flowed in, the friend of the friendless and the faint. Where could we lodge our deep complaint but to Him whose open door invites the helpless and the poor? So, dear Lord, dependent now upon Thy gracious help, divine influence of Thy Spirit, that we may each be found in the Spirit of the Lord. We pray, dear Lord, for Thy dear saints throughout the earth. O, look down upon Zion, the city of our solemnities, in these dark and cloudy days. Lord, do condescend to put forth Thy almighty power and to the work, and revive Thy church. We humbly beseech of Thee. And do, Lord, remember our guilty land and nation. Thy solemn judgments shake our land. And yet, Lord, Thine arm is stretched out still. We take so much for granted, Lord, of the privileges that we enjoy. And yet Thou art speaking to us in solemn judgments, and there is no turning, Lord, unto Thee. Oh, we do pray that in the midst of deserved wrath Thou wilt remember us in mercy. Take not away, O Lord, our gospel privileges. Remove not from this land our Protestant heritage. Let not the enemy prevail, but in Thy mercy, Lord, overthrow and overturn and bring the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness, and save Thy people. Bless our Queen and her husband. Be with them, Lord, where they are, and at the appointed time bring them home in peace and safety. And do sustain and uphold those in the government that seek the welfare and peace of this nation. Lord, in mercy hear the cry of Thy people, and do grant to us that spiritual reviving, that returning from our wicked ways unto the Lord. And now, dear Lord, we would not multiply words before Thee, for Thou knowest all our needs. O, do come and supply according to Thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus, as we ask it in and through and upon His merits alone, for His sake. Amen.
Thank you.
to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 20 and 21. The 25th chapter in the Gospel of St. Matthew, verses 20 and 21. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You may feel these are most solemn words. They are the most searching. But, my friends, the Lord will require at our hand what that which he hath bestowed upon us. And I want to just to consider first that here we have the closing sermon of our Lord in the days of his flesh here upon earth. The word has gone out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him void, and every one will be judged by it. There will be no escaping in the day of the Lord's appearing. Many that shall say unto him in that day, Lord, Lord, open unto us. My friends, these are very solemn and heart-searching is the word of God, his testimony. We opened his ministry and spoke of those whom he came to redeem, and saith, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, and so on. Now, in the evening hour, when his days were fulfilled here upon earth, as he was now drawing near to that hour when he was going to Calvary, just prior to administering that sacred holy ordinance with his disciples, with whom he said with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. But he delivers now this solemn, heart-searching testimony of that which is to be fulfilled and will be fulfilled. And it concerns, my friends, every one of us. We are either among those that are trading with the talent he has given, or hiding it in the earth, and will receive those wages when the Lord returns. We see here that in the gift of his grace, how that the Lord gives to some more than another, but in the exercise of it in living faith, there is to be a trading with it. It is not to be hidden. There is to be a adding unto. And as the Apostle Peter says, that ye may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. See this, gaining. We have that precious word in the 107th Psalm, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. See, they go. In experience there is a growing. Hezekiah saith, when the Lord had spoken unto him, and said, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then, see, he turned his face to the wall and cried unto the Lord, and the Lord answered him. And what do we find Hezekiah saying? And when the Lord had appeared and added unto his days 15 years, Hezekiah, he didn't despise then. He didn't complain that the Lord had thus dealt with him. But he says, by these things men live. In all these things is the life of my spirit. Yeah. Now, one that had been given 5 talents, and there was one that was given 2 talents, you may feel that the Lord has given to you perhaps 2 talents, and it may be you feel to be like one that's given 1 talent. Nevertheless, my dear friends, there's a solemn warning to as regards to the trading of that talent. Is that living faith in God. Faith is a talent given to all his dear children, and it is by faith they walk and not by sight. Now the Lord exercises that faith. And when we speak of faith, my friends, see, Job expresses his faith in God when he said this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. See, it is not that you know, there we're natural things. Where there is business, there is to be a diligent in that business to make a profit. Everyone looketh unto his own ends for gain. And see, there is a trading, and as business prospers, so there's an expansion, and so in grace. Where the Lord has favored your soul, given to you those holy desires after him, when he has made himself the one thing needful, the altogether lovely, when you find you there is in your heart those heavenly desires, that is, that you may be in this, whereby I quoted in prayer, see, you love to meet amongst them now, before thy gracious feet to bow, thou vilest of them all. And so, as the Lord exercises it, as Peter says, that the trial of your faith, see, the Lord tries a faith, but see, faith is one of the greatest graces bestowed upon us poor sinful dust. Because it is by faith and not by sight that Christians yield obedience and have faith in God. You see, that living grace of faith, which is the gift of God, is nothing inherited. It's nothing, my friends, what we had when we come into the world. No, you will observe that the Lord gave to them, gave to one, and the Lord gives to them that ask of him. And without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now see, they venture. And how blessed, my friends, to be found occupied in business with your God, trading with that talent that he has given you. That is, as he hath enlightened your eyes and given to you that faith to believe in him, whereby you are brought to serve him, there is you tried again experiences. See, there is the afflictions, there are lessons that bring us, as one said, afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight, how very foul and dim are we, and God how pure and bright. And if we may ask this question, what have we gained with the talent that the Lord hath given to us? Have you gained experience? Has the Lord deepened his work in your soul? Has he brought you to a place where the world is crucified to you and you unto the world? Has he brought you where self is crucified, where he is, the one thing needful, the altogether lovely. Love is a talent to be traded with. All the graces of God we may refer to as talents given, and they are to be traded with. They're not to be put into the earth, they're not to be hid. So let your light shine. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye that fear the Lord, they are the light of this world. And they are to walk in that light. And see, they are to do this business, this trading. My friends, to gain. Yeah. Say, how can a poor soul gain? My friends, in holy confidence. You think of the language of the Apostle Paul. I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed into his hands. Now see, there are two things I want to bring forth here in this trading. These souls will never be found in that great day when the Lord shall come. They won't be found among the foolish virgins. They will not be found without oil in their lamps. And neither will they be found guilty before God concerning the latter part of his testimony here. Concerning, my friends, of their walk, their conduct, and their conversation in this world. It is a very solemn consideration concerning that word the Lord has said, for I was an hungered and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. What a blessed, my friends. Now see, it is through the grace of humility. See, it is a spending and being spent for the name of Christ, to walk in what we profess to believe in and to stand steadfast in it to the honour and glory of God. What doth the Lord say in the prophecy of Isaiah? I will give unto them the beauty of ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Now see, ye this one, he'd receive 5 talents. Yeah. And when he received the 5 talents, we read, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded. You will observe, my friends, here there was no hesitation here. Go on to seek to know the Lord and practice what you know, that the work of grace is deepened in the soul by the Lord's gracious teaching and exercise. See, there is that which is so opposite to the flesh. We have both characters, and that is very solemn, my friends, where he, see, the one that had 1 talent, the flesh prevailed over all his profession, and he walked in a God-dishonouring way. He hid what his master had given him. He hid it in the earth. And it was there when his Lord came, and so he only returned unto him what he gave to him. You will say to me, or perhaps ready to challenge me, this: how can we add to our profession? My friends, one said this: let all fruitless searches go, which perplex and tease us. Be determined not to know but a bleeding Jesus. He becomes so precious to your soul. See, he is so suited to your case. And as you seek him and are brought to a hunger and thirst after him, so he favours your soul and deepens the experience and brings you into a greater knowledge of his gracious dealings. And see, you trade with what he has given you, so that you gain. Yeah. The Lord, these people don't go backwards. What doth the Lord say? No man putting his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. We're not to look back. We are to go on, to press forward. The apostle says that we may lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, that we may run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised all the shame. Yes, see, he hid not himself from mockings and spittings. No, he endured it for his chosen people. Yes, and so he saith concerning all his dear saints, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. You know, friends, we're living in such solemn days when the light is shining so dimly. You know, there is very little discernment now between the professing church of God for the most part and the world. And you think God will smile upon it? He will not. He frowns upon it. And is it not a cause why there is a great withholding of his Holy Spirit in our day? Because there is so much worldliness, so much, my friends, of not trading, no reversing it from that. But see, the blessing is in trading with that talent. Oh, one cried out, crucify this self, that I no longer live, but Christ in me. Yeah. And by his grace bestowed upon you, see the ability that God gives to trade. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All his blessed invitations are to be adhered to and observed, my friends. See those, now I say, those desires for the Lord, that is, that seeking the Lord for that blessing wherewith he blesses his people, and that desire to be found among them and of them. Those desires don't spring from the flesh. They spring from a talent God's given you. Yeah. Now see, you seek him, and they that seek me shall find me. Now if you find him, you will realize, my friends, what you've added to the talent God has given to you. He has, who has implanted that desire in your heart. For instance, how beautifully do we see it set forth in the case of the Moabitess damsel Ruth. The Lord had given to her a talent, and she traded with that talent. And my friends, in her business and her trading, see, the Lord blessed her, and so that she increased the talent that the Lord gave to her. When you consider that she had nothing outwardly, nothing fleshly to look through, for when she entreated of Naomi, she said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor from following after thee. You know, Naomi said, it grieves me sore, my daughter, that the hand of God has gone out against me. Yeah. Go back unto thy people and unto thy kindred. Ah, no, says Ruth. No. Why? I can't bury this talent in the ground. I can't leave this, what my God has given me. This is the substance of it. The Lord had given her a talent, and her heart was joined with Naomi. Whatever grief or sorrow, or however rough and rugged her way might be, she must trade with this talent. And she did, what does she say? Entreat me not to leave thee. nor from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou livest, I will live. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Yeah. Now see, these desires, my friends, these longings for the love to the Lord and to his word and to his precepts, to his commandments. How you love his word and his commandments and his precepts. See, you won't look, my friends, about. You will concentrate upon what God has given you to trade with it. Why? Because a day is coming when your Lord is going to return. When he's coming, will come again. And what are you going to present? Are you going to present, my friends, more than what the Lord has? Have you traded? Have you profited? Have you gained other talents besides those the Lord gave to you? So that when he comes, you will say, this is our God. We have waited for him. Yeah. See, I believe, my friends, all want to be found right at last. You, every one of us, wants to be found with him in glory at last. But, my friends, it's how are we living? Because, see, every work's going to be brought into judgment. There will be some weeping when the Lord appears in his glory. And think, my dear friends, how solemn, if you've only got to give to him what he has given to you and you haven't profited nothing. He has said to you, depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. There won't be no hesitation, friends. And we shall be, every mouth will be closed. Is it not high time that we are waked out of sleep? Who knows what a day or an hour may bring forth when the Lord will come unto us. And what we have, the many solemn warnings in the Word of God. Perhaps you say, I can't read those portions. Poor soul, pray mightily unto the Lord that you may be led to read them. And that they may search you and try you now, before it's too late. See these solemn warnings of Almighty God, our blessed Redeemer. He didn't hesitate. I realize in our day, my friends, that for the most part we must speak smooth things, that everything's going to be well. But, my friends, it's not well if there's no trading. No. Now see, the look at the blessing that is here unto these souls. See, you have been singing concerning the path of a child of God. The storms, the temptations, the trials that they go through. Yes, poor and afflicted Lord of thine, among the great unfit to shine. But though the world may think it strange, they would not for the world exchange. No, they have one aim, one objective, and that is to know him and to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Yeah, it doesn't mean, my dear friends, in trading with this talent that you're not going to have tribulation or distresses, sorrows, temptations and pains. Oh no. But see, when you have something to enter into these trials with, and you to do business here, do trade in, and you will find it is here that there will be added to those talents. Yes, there will. Where you will grow in that knowledge, that little perhaps that you feel that you know. Sometimes you feel you've not got even that little that the righteous man hath. But see, to be blessed with that little. And so, he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. Yeah. Ah, my friends, I'm going to ask you this. If the Lord has favored you with a talent, you can, if you have traded with that talent, you have come to a place where you can say with the apostle, this saying is worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. See, he came to save sinners. Yeah. Sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Oh, he is their delight, he is their joy, he is everything to them, and without him they have nothing. But now, see, the Lord returns, and he brings another five talents. Yeah. Oh, my friends, you'll say, what is it really to bring these other five talents? Well, my friends, it is in this. As the Lord speaks in another place concerning his people, the seed sown in the ground, first the blade, and then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. Is the Lord ripening you? Is he shaping you? Is he fitting you for that heavenly building? Perhaps your poor soul cries out sometimes, is this, dear Lord, that thorny road that leads me to the Mount of God? Are these the trials thy people know while in this wilderness below? Yeah. Brings you to see that it is better when troubles like a gloomy cloud roll in. Why? We don't like trouble. But, my friends, if our troubles drive us closer to the Lord, if they bring us to call upon his holy name, to seek him, which he hath declared in his holy word, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Yeah. And so, that I want to be here, my friends, in though I am speaking from the five talents, see, the Lord dispenses his grace. Some are blessed with a deeper knowledge, some have more faith. But see, the Lord says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, faith is one talent, love is a talent, obedience the Lord gives to his children, and that they trade with it. Now, can you truly say before the Lord this, my business lies at Jesus' gate, where many a Lazarus come, and there I sue, and there I wait for mercy's falling crumbs? He came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. This is something very blessed, my friends, to have something to take to the Lord and plead with him what he has given you. See, it is yours in this respect. You receive it. You don't receive it from man. You receive it from the Lord. The Lord gives it. You have something that is inestimable worth, faith in Christ, bestowed upon a guilty sinner. Oh, what a gift is faith. And doubtless you have know that scripture in the 11th of Hebrews, the faith of the saints of God that have gone before. Well, that faith is the same faith given to his people now. And, my friend, we see the activity, the business of faith. In particularly, I've mentioned one case, and that is this. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Now, see, here is a trading. Are you moving in fear, with fear? In accordance with God's holy word, what he has spoken, being warned of God. Are you warned? By, my friends, the word of God, does it warn you? Does it bring you to take heed to your ways? Does it bring you to ponder over the path of your feet, where you will be found when your Lord appears? And have you traded with that which he hath given to you, and to receive other 5 talents? Yeah. The sweet hymn writer says, once a sinner near despair, sought thy mercy, seek thy prayer. Yeah. Oh, my friends, see, every intimation, every revelation, every application to your soul of the Lord and his gracious word is an adding to these talents. The apostle, when he come down to his end, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course with joy. Yeah. And he's delivered talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents. I want to, though these are such deep realities, my friends, see, it consists of this, of how we live, living and dying to be thine. Dear Mr. Hart says in one of his hymns, and as I open the hymn book, I open on that hymn, and it was this: believers are not called, we see, to sleep or play, but fight. Fighting a good fight of faith, laying hold upon eternal life. See, my friends, that life in Christ, that life that lives forever with the Lord. And so he says, behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Would you sit down sometimes and consider where the way the Lord has led you in this wilderness, and what have you gained? What have you now advanced in your spiritual life? You've got something, you've got more now than what the Lord. You have lost many things of self, haven't you? Have you not been brought to see that as you looked upon him, as John, as he looked upon the Lord and he walked and said, behold the Lamb of God, he must increase, I must decrease. Friends, these talents are his, and they have been gained. There's been an adding to it, but it's adding to his work. It's nothing of the human arm, nothing of the human flesh. Is that what God has given to you? Yeah. If he's blessed you with faith in his name, he said to dear Martha, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe. Now I want to just to consider the two parts, my friends, the trading and the reward. See, there is a reward for them that diligently seek him. Yeah. There is a reward for these. The Lord declares concerning the wicked that there is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. But see, these gracious souls, there's a reward for them, and they look for that reward. It's not on any merits of theirs, but on what the Lord has given to them. You see the beauty, my friends, the grace of God bestowed upon you, and now he has so taught you and instructed you through the many trials, many storms that he's brought you, the many castings down, the many assaults of the enemy, and yet you can say, he that has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through, and give me daily cause to rise, fresh Ebenezers to his praise. Now, they reward. For see, his reward is with him. Yeah. Blessed is the man whom his Lord, when he cometh, yeah, findeth him that he hath been trading. Oh, it's been some hard work, hasn't it? Been long hours of darkness and weariness and toiling, and you've had many nights of weeping, many days of darkness you've passed through, not realizing that that the Lord is thus bringing you into this unspeakable blessing, the trading with what he has given to you. You haven't realized it. No. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know, each in his due season. He rises you up to that good hope in his grace. Listen to that opening word of the Apostle Peter in his epistle. You will find and realize then what these other five talents are. He says, being begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Begotten again unto a lively hope. You know, after the resurrection of our Lord and his appearing unto his disciples, there was no going back then. There was no shrinking from the afflictions and tribulations of the pathway. No, they spake boldly in the name of the Lord. But see, they endured much persecution and affliction, but, my friends, still trading with what the Lord had given to them. Now his Lord said unto him, well done. Well done. Here we have the Lord's approbation. And truly, my friends, is it not in that word in the Psalms where the Lord says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He does. He delights in the way of the good. Who is the good man? Well, turn to the word in the New Testament of the apostle there. He says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Consider him. Now this soul considers, he considers no other, but he does consider him and high priest of our profession, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. See, the eye of faith is ever upon him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down on the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. Now his Lord said unto him, well done. My dear friends, can you anticipate a greater blessing when your Lord comes and says to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Well done. That is, he comes with his approbation and his smile and say, that soul then has the holy joy. I realize that, and time will not permit to go into those seasons when the Lord will come and grant his approbation upon those things whereby his dear children experience, that is, in their journeying through this wilderness, when the Lord's approbation rests upon them, because the Lord's approved the act of faith in his name. They have walked in faith, and the Lord may welcome and in the substance of it say to you, well done, well done. You know, it was so with Abraham's servant, who besought the Lord for that blessing concerning Rebekah, to whom I shall say. Now, it wasn't dictating to the Lord, but it was for a special token, so that without a doubt he would know And see, the Lord granted it to him, and he says, I, being in the way, the Lord met with me. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. I just want to be brief here now. There's ruler over many things. Are you made a ruler by the grace of God over your besetting sins? Are you made a ruler by the grace of God of bringing into subjection your nature? Have you been made that ruler over the lust of flesh? By the grace of God, I am what I am. Having obtained help of God, I continue to this day, made ruler over, as the apostle said, putting all things under him. All things, he said, are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient for me. Everything that doesn't bring any profit to his honor and glory, profit to your soul, and honor and glory unto the Lord, you are made ruler over it, so that you can, and been enabled by his grace, to rule over it, to govern it. You control it. Now see, the reverse side, my friends, is there is no control. There is no control over the words of the wicked. If we reprove some hateful lie, how is their fury stirred? Are not our lips their own, they cry, and who shall be our guide? Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Now, my friends, here's the blessing. Here is a reward, and everyone will receive a reward for the deeds done in his body, whether they're good or whether they are evil. The joy of the Lord. See, the Lord will never, he was not discouraged. He never will be disappointed. He will not be disappointed in the day of his judgment when he divides his sheep from the goats. He will never wish one of the goats had been a sheep, or that one of the sheep had been a goat. His joy will be fulfilled, for he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The happy state of a saved sinner in the joy and presence of his God. See, this joy is eternal. Ye therefore now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Enter. So he commands it now, yes. And so he enters in, and I shall only speak now upon this entering in is at the end of our time here upon earth. When the work of grace is done, partner of my throne shall be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? See, this is the word the Lord will speak into the soul of his dear saints as they pass the river. Yes, it is. May never be known to any about, but I am persuaded, my friends, and assured of this, that as they close their eyes in death, they hear of his blessed voice saying, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The reverse was to that wicked servant, to whom he says, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And friends, these two things, one or the other, is our portion. Either I realize that you may say, well, this is too solemn. It's not, my dear friends. Death will distinguish what we are from what we only seem. There's one thing and only one thing needful. That is a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be born again of His Spirit, to live a life of faith and prayer, and at last receive this unspeakable blessing. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. See, my friends, we often sing at the death of a believer this: no more shall clouds obstruct their sun, but all be life and peace. With them 'tis ever, ever new, nor can their joys decrease. But what is it to the wicked? And my friends, I feel more and more the solemnity of standing in the Lord's name, that if one soul before me is deceived, God has told me He will require their blood at my hand. I shan't forget that. Warn the wicked from their way. And what are the wages of sin is death, my friends. And if there's no pardon through the precious blood of Jesus, the application to your soul, then see, how can you look for this happiness? No. See, the poor, tried, tempted child of God that has labored here and toiled through many heavy trials and deep waters, whom God has put into His furnace and brought a third part through and refined them time and time again, and they have been in such straits of time and solemnly fear as to whether they possess the little the righteous man hath, whose cry often is, show me a token, Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood, and seal the witness to my heart that I am born of God. Oh, it's such a great concern. Eternity is a tremendous sound. Yes. But see, the wicked now cannot concern. Go on. But my friend, what that solemn word brings forth. Yeah. See, that talent that he had, the Lord says, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Take it away. Yes, for every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Oh, how a child of God feels. You know, it's only the living children of God that know what it is to come into this darkness and this distress. It's only the living children of God that know what it is to be so graciously weighted and burdened with sin and have such an inquiry in their soul and search at times to see if they have a talent there at all. If the work of grace, if it has not begun, then Lord, begin. Yeah. Don't let me be deceived. No. And so then his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. May the Lord bless us with a further meditation upon this word. And I want to leave you now, my dear friends, with this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Are you faithful to your profession? My friends, we're in such solemn days in which our lot is cast. Is there a steadfastness in cleaving unto Christ? Is there a forsaking of all other and cleaving unto the Lord? You'll need him when you come down in the swellings of Jordan. You'll need him on a dying bed, my dear friends. And you will desire that you might pass the river telling the triumphs of your King. Yeah, when the Lord comes, seeing he may come suddenly, we don't know. His exhortation is this, and we would ever observe it. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. For in an hour that ye think not, shall the Son of Man come. And friends, how often we are reminded, one here, another there, as is being taken from time into eternity, and it'll soon come to every one of us. Oh, that the Lord would grant us grace. And while I speak this evening, my friends, it searches my heart. Am I trading with the talent? Have I gained anything? If the Lord should come tonight, would I be able to say to him, Lord, I have gained other talents besides those thou hast given me? Yes. Oh, my friend, may we each be found here to hear that blessed sentence, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The Lord add his blessing. Amen.